the news. I'm Shane Bigham. China's voiced strong opposition to a bill passed by the U.S. House last week. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said the America Competes Act of 2022 is filled with Cold War mentality, slandering China's path of development and its domestic and foreign policies. It also said that the U.S. shouldn't use development as an excuse to interfere in China's internal affairs. The Beijing Olympic Winter Games are about more than winter sports. In many ways, this year's games are also about presenting an eco-friendly global sporting event. Tu Yun reports.
I actually was bragging about this.
As a fourth-generation curler that grew up in Alaska, three-time American women's national champion Vicky Persinger has a keen interest on the environmentally friendly practices at the Beijing 2022. Persinger and her Olympic mixed double partner are competing in the Ice Cube, the venue transformed from the National Aquatic Center, or the Water Cube, built for the 2008 Summer Games.
I really, really like that Beijing decided to reuse this venue. I think it's a great use of resources. Instead of spending millions of dollars to make a new building, the fact that they utilized this building and have done a great job. Out there on the ice, I can't tell that I'm right over the top of a swimming pool.
Chinese athlete Gu Ailing is qualified for the Beijing 2022 Women's Free Ski Big Air Final, finishing with 161.25 points after three runs at Big Air Shogun. The Women's Free Ski Big Air Final will take place on Tuesday. Yang Guang has more.
Well, the first Olympic competition for Gu Ailing was not very easy. She was actually in danger of missing out in tomorrow's big air final after falling on her second round in the qualification this morning. One of the skis popped off before landing. The gaming format is that the skiers' best two scores from three jumps would count for qualification, so Gu had to do well in her third attempt. Another fall would cause her a final spot, which obviously gave her some pressure. But fortunately, she did it rather well with a fine finish. After the safe landing, she apparently breathed a sigh of relief and they cracked a big smile to the camera. She seemed very excited and also gave a posture of loving heart to the home crowds of spectators in the stands. Obviously, the pressure was huge for her after the fall in the second round.
Chinese snowboarder Su Yimeng won the silver medal in the men's snowboard slopestyle final at Beijing 2022 on Monday. Canadian athlete Max Parrott brought home the gold medal at the event. An ordinary session of the African Union Assembly is wrapped up in Ethiopia. The meeting discussed issues such as continental solidarity and key challenges affecting Africa. Daniel Aratmoy reports.
The 35th Ordinary Assembly of the AU discussed an array of issues, including the need to address the emerging wave of coup d'etats and the threats of terrorism. The summit discussed a broad overview of the State of the Union, touching on issues related to health, governance, peace and security. In relation to COVID-19, the Assembly tasked the Africa CDC and the African Medicines Agency to lead the way in promoting Africa's public health. The Assembly noted that COVID-19 pandemic led to a contraction in growth of 2.1% in 2020 and an increase in the debt ratio by 10 points of GDP. On terrorism and governance, officials called for new approach in addressing insecurity. On multilateralism, the Assembly noted the increased interest in the continent. This, they say, will hopefully soon be translated into substantial development in favor of Africa.
A senior Iranian official has called for lifting sanctions against the country in order to reach a good agreement in the ongoing Vienna nuclear talks. Secretary Ali Shamkhani of Iran's Supreme National Security Council said an agreement in which the maximum pressure sanctions are not lifted will have an impact on Iran's economy. Under the nuclear agreement reached in June 2015, Iran agreed to some restrictions on the development of its nuclear program in exchange for the lifting of U.S. and Western sanctions. However, former U.S. President Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew from the agreement in 2018 and reimposed sanctions on Iran, after which Iran responded by abandoning some of its nuclear commitments. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.